leftovers, or the DMV, or house cleaning, or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
$40 million a year.
Well, I don't.
Heck, I guess LeBron about to get that with that extension.
That don't
97 over two.
Look, man, get this nigga out of LA. I'm tired of him. I know this is gonna sound all wrong. I'm tired of him getting his goddamn kids. Yeah, damn, I'm tired. Because I feel like LeBron got a special gene that nobody knows about. Because his kids ain't supposed to be turning out like they are. Yeah, damn it. You see what happened to Jordan and his kids? His kids ain't going, ain't kids didn't look nowhere near halfway decent. LeBron kids coming out. How your youngest son taller than your oldest son?
That's why I'm like, Bronny not the next one. Bryce is the next one.
Exactly.
He's up next.
How?
That's the one.
What position does Bryce play?
No idea.
Everything.
Exactly.
Everything. The killer position. Right.
Like, how?
Yeah, because Bronny ain't really ranked up there like that, is he?
Nah. Bronny, and that ain't, he like 6'3". Like
6'6"
now.
Yeah, I give that boy look athletic. I give him that. But I'm like, there's no way. We need to find LeBron daddy, his grandpa, or something. Like, how are these genes keep getting passed down? Your kid's supposed to fall off. Like, your kid's good. I'm upset. Maybe I'm just upset.
That's what money and training will get you, though.
That's
now,
what
man.
Money and training will get you. Don't care if he 5'5".
Money training and a good nutrition.
Kick City.
All right, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Kick City, episode 73. This is our what the episode of this season here. So got the fellas here, got Blaze, got Black Ranger here tonight. How's y'all week going, fellas?
Yeah, I had to put my shades on. I'd be forgetting, you know. I got to be cool out here, fellas.
Oh, my.
Right, well, we get full effect. My week is going good. You know, hot, nothing new. That heat wave is back. Other than that, you know, it's a good week, y'all. Well, Blaze, what about you?
It's been good on my end. Teachers reported back in a couple of days ago. And so, just trying to get along, trying to get that new check. New year, new check.
No.
I can't blame
you
for that.
Right.
Blame you for that.
Did I say that right?
you got to say new year, bigger check. That's what it is.
New year. I hope so. I'm praying on it.
Man, aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fellas. So since we're talking about the awards, this is like pre-show show before we go to the awards on Sunday. So I'm going to change it up a little bit. Instead of Fresh Kick Friday, we're going to go with Smooth Sunday since we got to be in dress-up attire here. So basically, we're going to talk about what we're going to be rocking for the Kansas City People's Choice Awards for those that are listening to this episode on Monday morning or whenever you're listening to it. The award show was yesterday at this point, so hopefully we're victors. So, you know, hopefully we have our one shining moment up there on the stage and all of that stuff. And everything is going to be great. But to give y'all what we're talking about here for Smooth Sunday, I'm going to start first. I'm pulling out my wedding shoes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So they got the black stones all over them. So they'll be shiny. Only my third time wearing these. Worn for my wedding, another special event, and this will be the third time pulling these out. So Steve Madden, Caviar, Rhinestone Loafers.
Caviar, it made it sound like it is a meal. Caviar.
Caviar, baby. Yeah.
Hey, that's what they are. Caviar black.
Well,
But yeah, AJ, what you going to be rocking?
I should have it in my hand. It's going to be the, basically it's going to be a triple black leather high Chelsea boot. It's going to have like, it's black on black. It's real smooth. Like I was telling the guys earlier, I'm going to put some baby oil on. I want to shine a little bit extra. And these, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think. This might be my second, third time. I don't really wear them too much. You know, I like to, you know, these Chelsea boots, you know, kind of, you got to have the right skinnies on, you know, so I got the right skinnies on for them. So definitely, they are H&M. You know, shout out to H&M for them. So they came through. But yeah, definitely, I'm really a nice little sleek look. I'm trying to have going on.
Okay. Blaze, what you gonna be rocking?
I'm gonna rock. I guess since y'all rocking black, I'm gonna rock some brown Johnson & Murphy loafers. My mama bought them about a year ago for me. Just randomly, she's like, "What you think about these?" I'm like, "Yeah, I wear them." So I wore them around school a couple times. This probably be my fourth or fifth time wearing them. And so some chocolate browns. I want to call them Johnson & Johnson since Black Ranger's talking about baby oil and all that. But I had to make sure I said Johnson & Murphy baby oil. So I think about that. But chocolate brown Johnson & Murphy loafer. So. Can't wait to put them on, bust them out. And the question is, socks or no socks, fellas?
I'm going no socks.
Okay.
I'm definitely got to have socks on. I'm going to have boots on. I ain't going to be cutting up the back of my leg.
That's true. So I guess for the loafers, we wearing no socks. So
right.
I guess I'll make sure I'm glistening on the legs for that.
I better say, you might need the baby oil more than I do.
You know, that's a good point. Probably need to put a little bit of powder on my feet and then put the baby oil on. That way I don't have blisters or anything like that. But
no shame, yes.
Yeah. So we'll move on to pickups. Anybody pick anything up this week? I mean, for me, I finally got my trade that I made like weeks ago. Not that it was Trade Block's fault or anything like that, but my father-in-law had picked up the package, and I never went over to my father-in-law's house, and then he brought it over the other day when it was my baby's birthday. So finally got those Jordan 5 low clot jade guys. Nothing that I plan on keeping. They're strictly for trade bait. I haven't even opened up the box. It's still sitting over there in the trade block box because I know that they're just going to get shipped back out. So it's really no point opening up and looking at them.
Were those the ones that like you cut and they like got another material on them?
They like a satin.
New Year's.
Yeah, they like a satin finish, but I don't think you cut on these. I think if you cut these, you're going to mess up that sneaker.
Okay. I'm gonna say I ain't picked up nothing a couple of weeks now. I'm saying that loud. I'm doing that. That ain't normal.
I've been browsing.
I ain't been, I got stuff in my car. I just ain't hit that button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the Air Force Ones. I forgot to mention this last week. Air Force Ones, the chocolate brown mids. I got those for, I waited and they had them, like, you know, those sneaker apps, whatever they tell you, like stuff going on sale. So I got them for about $90. And now I'm just waiting to get those teals. I sent you guys on the chat on Nike. And so if they're, I'm just going to wait a couple months to get them. And so nothing really. I tell you what, though, I struck out on Yeezy Day, but I've got to get those Reds Blues. And so if they come down to about $325, $350, I'm going to pull the trigger on them. them to be my first Yeezys I get. What are they, 750? Well, I don't know the numbers. My number's in my head.
What's the 700? 700.
So the 700 Res Blue joints.
I will tell you, you might want to go up a half size just from 15. Experience.
Now I'm going 15. Boat gang.
Yeah, because I got true to size. Listening to other folks, I should have listened to AJ because he had told me too that I might want to go up a half size. But then my cousin that wears 700s told me true to size. So I was like, well, I'll take the advice of the person that actually wears them. So, wrong. Should have went up a half a size. If I got an 11, they'd be more comfortable than my true to size 10 and a half.
Okay, well, look, they be having 14 and a half, and I'm like, what the devil? That just sounds real unusual. But I'll definitely shoot up to the 15s then. I appreciate that knowledge.
Yeah.
For a second, I know they got 12 and a half. So that's like my true size. But that's so hard to come by. That's like finding gold. I don't know how to act when I find a 12 and a half somewhere, like out and about.
Your 450s, did you go up a half size or did you go true size?
I went true to size. No,
but you said
I went down because it was a low. So a lot of my lows, I go like a half size down. So that's why I'm like, shit, because I mean, I'm thinking Adidas, I'm thinking like shell toes. Like all my shell toes, I go like a half size down. I treat them like forces. So go a half size down. So I just figured they are low. It's going to have to be the same way. And I was like, nope. I definitely went the wrong way.
Boy. Yeah, because what? You feel like you could have done true to size then, since you went down?
I probably could have done true to size, or at least a half size up. But I was just like, I put them on, I was like, oh no. And I'm like, because it was that stretchy material, so I'm like, nope, this ain't stretching from like I needed to.
Yeah, this just shows you that they sizing is inconsistent.
Yeah. Because everybody said I should have went a half size up. I was like, well, I know now.
Yeah, sure. You and me both.
Right.
But yeah, let's talk about the award show here, fellas. I mean, this is a what the episode, so we can ramble and do whatever the heck we want during this episode. How y'all feeling? Y'all excited? Y'all nervous? Anxious? Any of those words?
So I know, like, we're on the show. I was just thinking, I said on the show, on the awards. So say we win, like, you got 30 seconds. Like, what would you say in your 30 seconds? Like, Mark, congratulations, Kick City. You have won, you know, best podcast in the city. What do you like to say?
I'm not going to say what my whole speech is, since I've kind of thought about this in my head already. But I would say thank you to all of our supporters. Thank you to our significant others for dealing with us doing this show every week. And just thank you for people bringing a niche show to the forefront.
I'm talking about Blaze.
I would just keep it simple. I would just let Boss Man speak. I'm like, let the man, we only got like 10 seconds. Should we ain't even got a college shot clock, right? College basketball shot clock. Like, what you mean? Let that man come off the, let that man dribble it out. Go ahead, go and go one-on-one. And we just sit back and we relax. We do the James Harden, baby. We just sit, I'm just standing in the corner. If he needs me to shoot, I mean, he'll point to me. I guess I'm Black Rings. I'll let you take over the other 10 seconds.
Hey, there we go. Hey, James Harden. Nah. I'm J.R. Smith. I'm shooting. Call me Lance Stevenson. When the game is over, I'm still gonna get my 2 points. I'm going down.
Okay.
We got more to say. You know,
I think if I keep it short and sweet like that, y'all would have a little bit of time to say something.
I'm gonna point at somebody that's in charge. Do we got more time? That's what I'm like. We got more time.
Let me say a little bit more. Shout out to the people in the back. You know, I see you over there. You look good. You know, we're gonna show some love.
He's saying that with his significant other sitting right there in the front row.
Yeah, that's because she's gonna be sitting right there. That's what I'm talking to. I'll say, I see you looking good.
Leftovers. Or the DMV,
number 97,
or house cleaning, or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, I see you. Yeah.
See, he changing his approach there after I threw that wrench in his plan.
That's all right.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, This is when I talk too much on my career. Hey. This right here, I just let y'all do y'all thing. I mean, like, we here, we in the building. Yeah, just very simple like that. Appreciate y'all. Once again, shout out to the significant others that are holding it down. And yeah, Marco already said it. So I just fall back, you know, can I touch the award?
Right. I wish.
Who's keeping it at?
I wish it was going to be right. A trophy. For real. I wish it was going to be a trophy.
Right. Oh, we don't get no plaque, no nothing.
No, you get a plaque, but it was supposed to be, well, you had to vote on whether you wanted it to be a trophy or a plaque. And oh, right. Majority voted for a plaque.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can I have it at Mark? We have it at your house for like a week, Blaze your house, and mine. Everybody get like a week with it. Like it's like the NBA championship, everybody like get it for like a week or two.
Have it rotate. Yeah, we can do right. that.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys can keep it, and I could look at it when we actually get like a studio. You know, be blessed in the future to actually get like a studio, and then we could put stuff up. Then you know, just a nice little, you know, Lord willing, future endeavors, future shekels. We can get it. We can get our own spot, and we can put some stuff through. And so, just keep it motivated.
Yeah. Shout out to our new host once again for us being monetized.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, what are y'all looking forward to the most? Are y'all looking forward to red carpet? Y'all looking forward to seeing other people's outfits, some of the entertainers that are gonna be there? What are y'all looking forward to the most? I think me, I'm just kind of like AJ, I'm a little anxious just to see if we won at this point. I mean, it's an honor to be on the stage, but it's even better if you win.
Absolutely.
Right. So I know I like Casey Young Bow, so I ain't gonna lie. I am gonna be probably happy when I see him on the stage. I'm gonna be up there just rapping along like I know every word of the song. So, but I mean, like red carpet, I just how you watch award shows and like, I mean, I never thought in a million years I'd be a part of any kind of award show. So just to be part of the award show is, you know, is an honor itself. But it's like, you know, you see red carpet, you be like, you know, how people be talking about people like little fashion people be like, yeah, you know, they had this on. This was a terrible outfit on the red carpet. Like, ooh. I don't want to be the terrible outfit on the red carpet. That's what I don't want that.
Man, you know there will be some terrible ones.
Too. Yeah, exactly. And they're gonna feel like they got the best thing going. I just want my simplicity outfit, you know, is good, you know. I ain't doing nothing too crazy.
Y'all know the red carpet is going to be live streamed too, right?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mama on there.
Yeah. It'll be a live stream of that on Facebook and Instagram. So, I guess too late to say the listeners, y'all could be looking at that because this won't be out in time for y'all to see that. But
hopefully y'all already looked at it, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully you looked at it and you hearing prelude to our victory.
No doubt. I mean, it's just I just think of it just like just another milestone for us. You know, like we all work full-time jobs with something else, and you know, we took part or embarked on this journey of creating a sneaker podcast. And so getting the glory or getting the respect of being in Kansas City and being around people that are doing things, it just shows how far we came. And so I'm just happy for us and just happy for, you know, people around us, you know, especially right. I tell my students I'm unapologetically Black. And so to see other, you know, people of color or, you know, just in that general area just doing their thing and having a good time, being safe and just celebrating us. And I like that a lot, you know, because we get slandered and, you know, we doing this and that and whatever. So to just have just some time to celebrate us and what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish and seeing other people that are on the grind too, you know, it's, you know, it, I'm not really big on hating on other people anymore. We're all in our 30s. So we want everybody to do great, because if you're doing good, then that means I'm doing good too. And right. So, or I need to get to being great. And so to just celebrate that with the award show is just good for me. And so, man, I can't wait. I'm more excited about it than anxious, just to be around, because it's something for us to do and to bolster what we do as a sneaker podcast. And so, you know, why not, you know, what, and then we can have bigger aspirations, like, you know, Kansas City now, what about Colorado? What about Chicago? What about, you know, reaching out and getting to other states and getting that fame and getting that love too? And so, I'm looking for the money, but I'm also looking for the glory too, because, you know, we work damn hard for this. And so, why not in that? So long story short with me, just, seeing other people chase their dreams and also coming back to our dreams, because, you know, we're dreaming big each and every day. So I know I am. And so if I know I am, I know you two are as well. So, you know, why not get that done for us?
So. For real. I think it's definitely going to be a fun time. This will be our actual first meeting. We were supposed to have it a couple of weeks ago, but
yeah,
things happen. Yeah. But first meeting since Hype Mania last year, so it'll be fun to have the whole band back together again.
Absolutely. We them boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be together, fellas. It's gonna be good.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. So I mean, this is a what the episode. What y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to talk about some of these new J's that are dropping, or previews and stuff like those 12s, those golf 12s that are coming.
Golf craze is like crazy right now. Right?
It's a collab with two golf inspired, I should say, 12s. Yeah. One is actually a cleat; the other one is not.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I ain't golfing, but I'm at Topgolf. I'm trying to smack the ball all the way to the fence. I tell you that much. It's about all I can do. I don't know nothing else about golf.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I think that's probably what another thing that COVID did. It basically got golf a little bigger, because obviously with the protocols of spacing and all that, just brought golf even bigger and people are rocking them. But man, them 12s, I just want the pendant on it with my man golfing. I mean, like, I just want that. I mean, I'll take the sneaker, obviously, with the white and the beige, but that pendant is crazy on it. So
yeah,
definitely excited.
So if you get a pair, do you go golfing, or you just hold on to them? You just put them on? Do you at least attempt it? Like, let me at least go try.
What, like if you get the cleats?
Yeah.
You get the cleat ones?
If you get the cleats, I would probably, I mean, I would want to go golfing and see how they actually feel on my feet. I mean, I wouldn't know how to golf because I've never golfed in my life, but.
You know, that's what happened. He said, well, when you get older, that's what you do. You know, you're either fishing or you're golfing. So, yeah, you got to pick one.
I ain't doing either one as of right now.
Well, we ain't that old. That's what I'm saying. We ain't that old yet. I ain't ready for it.
I don't know. I'm just riding in the golf cart drinking. Can I wear my J's and golf cart getting my caddy? Can I be Caddy Blaze?
Caddy Blaze.
Hey man, you need to shorten up that putt while I'm drinking my Bud Light. Hey, you need to make sure you hit that tee longer. You know, you may need to shorten it up. You know,
longer too. Or you drinking that Long Island tea? Which one are you doing? There it is.
I'm doing the Long Island tea. As a matter of fact, I'm going. You know, I'm going deep with that, Paul. You know. Like, whoa. That's what I'm doing, man. On the golf course. No lie.
Man. speaking of 12s, what y'all think of those Ama Menir 12s that's coming in November? Those or y'all like the fours that's coming? Which one y'all like better?
Man, that's a great
for
question.
For me, it's easy. For me, it's
gonna
easy.
Say 12.
Oh, 12, yes, dude. Sir.
Yeah, all right.
12s look beautiful. Oh my God.
Are they coming in women's extended? That there's a lot of
I want to say the 12s for sure are gonna be full size runs. My thought. Okay. I ain't seen nothing about either one say women's exclusive. So until I see women's exclusive, I'm assuming full size run. Yeah. For both. Kind of like the twos, and I guess the ones was like that too. The only ones that was women's was just the threes.
Was the threes, and I think will the fours come out like that since the threes did? You know, that's all come to question. But them 12s is crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm gonna have to once again. That's something I'm gonna have to go over the hundreds for.
Oh, on those 12s.
Oh man, yeah. Because we probably you know, striking out on that.
The end of the year is going to be rough, man. We're going to have to reimagine Chicago ones that we all going to have. We're going to have those damn Ama Menir 12s is coming out in November. Uh-huh. And then you're also going to have the 11 at the end of the year. You're going to have the Cherry 11s.
Right. You are so disrespectful. They're going to come with the OG twos. You just so disrespectful.
Oh, I'm about to say, hold on.
I knew he was going to skip them.
Because he don't like it. So
that's a fair assessment, AJ.
Yeah, he don't. Why would I talk about something I don't like? But it's a lot of heat coming out, but I ain't going to talk about the heat that I know I don't like.
Exactly. I knew it. I was like, I'm going to let Boss Man just go ahead and get his spiel, get him out the way. I know he's not going to miss the OG2. They come out.
I could have mentioned the citruses that's coming out later this month, too. I mean, that's a high heat on some people's lists.
Yes, they are definitely for me.
They're definitely. Yeah. Man, that's coming. Isn't it this month?
Yeah.
Sir. Yeah. I think it's next week.
That's probably the best thing coming out this month. The rest is some mid the rest of this month.
I mean, they got the them fives, though. That's coming out this month. Them court purple fives.
Them Concords. Yeah.
Concord fives. That's it, court purple. Oh. Yeah, Concord,
Like I said, some mid this month.
That is true. Well, I guess we'll talk about that in the coming months, man. But how y'all feel about the Midnight Fours? Have y'all seen those?
I ain't seen them yet.
The cements with the navy?
Yes.
Yeah. Those is fire.
Yes.
Those is fire. The only thing that they missing is the Nike Air on the back.
Oh, you know.
Nike Air on that boot. You know, come on, Blaze. You got to talk to them.
But they fire.
On that arse. crazy. I'm just trying to think about that. Yeah, man. How y'all feel about those? I guess we'll talk about August. What do you think about those Stealth 12s or 1s that are coming out? So they're coming out in the Stealth 12s.
Cool,
and the Stealth
they cool, 1s. But it just feel like, hadn't we already done a cool gray 12 before, but just not a silver like little thing on the mudguard? Like, didn't we already do that? We did it like it was like a gray, white mudguard with a light blue little tab.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, already do this?
Yeah. But I think that material is different. This gray is like
it wasn't like this tumbled leather that we get on this one. But I mean, it's one of them shoes that's like, if you have that one, why would you get this one? Kind of like when they did, like when they be doing 12s like this, where you had those international 12s that was like navy, red, white mudguard. And then like the next year they did the Obsidian knockoff. They didn't call it the Obsidian, but it was called something else. Y'all know which one I'm talking about, that dark navy 12.
It's like the Japanese. You talking about those Japanese ones? Or
that's the internationals, but the one that I'm talking about, they was like all navy leather, and they look like the Obsidian 12s from like back in the day, which was all navy with a white.
All navy with white,
Leftovers or the DMV,
number 97,
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Was it like a suede navy?
No, it wasn't. That was the internationals. That was
okay.
The
you keep navy. Saying okay. That was
because the internationals had like that print on the suede.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, had that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that print.
And then the mug guards were like textured too. They look like koi fish scales. So
I'm over here trying to look it up. Like, we're right in the middle of doing something.
Right. I don't
remember the name of that 12 that I'm thinking of, but it came out like a couple years after that.
It ain't on the Holy Grail, so we know it ain't good.
Oh, hey. See, yeah, there you go. What is fire red threes? Two on the way.
You're right. I forgot about fire red threes.
Full family size, yes, sir.
Yeah, yep. Is that this month or is that next month?
I think that's next month, man.
Ooh, thank God. I didn't need it to be this month.
Them one of those sneakers that my wife's gonna be like, don't you have a pair of exactly like those? Like, yeah, baby, them are fire red fours.
Yeah,
yeah. I got answer it.
Definitely gonna need it because you know next month we roll in the football season, so yeah, I need them. It's gonna be Chiefs time,
right? That would be perfect for a Chiefs fit.
All right, it's that time. Yeah, I need to get my Chiefs gear going. I'm ready. All right, well, Mark, you got the hat on, so it just makes sense now.
Right,
yeah, man. I think this fall and winter is going to be really good. Well, really good sneakers to try to cop. I don't know. You got the Taxi One that I'm looking at right there. I'm looking at that's coming out in September. You got
Taxi 12s.
Got the Black Taxi 12s that are coming out. Stop teasing me. I want the actual, like, even though I got the royalties, uh-huh. I feel like the actual taxis. I want the actual taxis, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When's the last time those came out? I feel like it's been a while since we got the original taxis.
I want the taxi. I want the flu games too, though. I want the original flu game. I need that leather. I don't need that little suede when they came out with the little
They redid those not that long ago though too. I felt like in the actual leather.
Four or five years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy long ago.
I feel like I don't know what I was doing my life then because I ain't no tell.
You know, the taxis hadn't been out since 2013. That's the last time the taxis was out.
Yeah. I was a young whippersnapper who would run the street in 2013. And so I feel like that was a long time ago.
Yeah. My level of care for my sneakers wasn't as good back then, so I was tearing some stuff up.
I don't give a bleep. I got to have them.
I think I was still in the phase of buying and hooping like in the same day, and I'm like, no, I'm playing like I'm in open gym. I ain't getting a check for this. I'm doing open gym. Like, I was tripping.
You had to turn some heads in there. Man.
I want to be the flyest nigga in open gym for no reason.
Now
good times.
Go ahead.
I was going just off course with getting off of Nike. I gotta get me some Yeezy slides, man. Y'all see them brown ones?
I heard them things, man, like they
I be seeing
they
people get stuck in those joints.
These the best things going. Like, I'm like, they just slide. He's like, nah, you don't understand. Like, you gotta put your feet in them, and then you understand what I'm saying. I'm like, I, you know what? It's just one thing Yeezy gonna do. He gonna make you want to wear these shoes. I'm gonna tell you that the way it's comfortable.
I mean, they are comfortable. They might be hideous looking, but they're comfortable.
When I went to New York, my dad had a size 16 of like a chocolate brown pair. My dad don't even like mess with sneakers or just shoes in general and pay that price. He told me to put them on. I was walking around with them the whole time while I was in New York, walking around the house in them. Yeezy slides is something special. The comfort level is immaculate. I think that's why I want these Res Blues, is because I put those slides on. That boost is real. Oh my God.
I didn't realize it until I tried those on. I was like, this boost is real.
I got to break down again. Go ahead and do it all over again. I got to do it right this time, though.
Oh, I'll make sure. Get you a pair of 700s as well.
Yeah. I need a pair.
If Black Ranger do the 700s, just know he is going over the 100. And that will be a it's like the mid celebration. To see him go get some mids and to see him go over the 100.
If I do that all in one season, then yeah, I'm gonna be a whole new man.
It's a festification. Hey. I'm gonna be thinking he's gonna get married soon. That's how my mind gonna be distraught.
You see that? Hey, you see what Josh said about them mids, boy. You wearing mids in 2022. That's crazy.
There you go. Talking crazy. Reckless.
Hey, I wore them mids one time, and I swear to you, I had them on. I just felt uncomfortable the whole day. I just kept looking down at my feet like, what am I doing? Like, this don't even feel right. Like, and them shoes probably was, if you're looking for some mids, give me a call, you know, when you hear this. Size 12. We can talk some numbers out, because it's a good mid though. It's that color. It's something about that like aqua color and blue. Like they did great on that color combination. But I just I put them on and I'm just looking at my feet like something wrong all day. Like, so I feel like the kid that the parents has bought these shoes, like, you're going to wear these shoes. Like, you ain't got no choice. Like, what else you going to wear? And I was just like, why do I got these on? Why? What else I'm going to wear? I almost went and bought some when I was out. Like, I need to get these off my feet. I don't feel right.
Man, oh, man.
Speaking of that, have you ever like bought like a pair of shoes and like put them on and like you out and you just like, you know what, this is not gonna work. Like, I need to wear something different. I need to take these off.
Like, while I'm out?
Yeah, like you.
I think I do that like as soon as I put on a fit and I go look in the mirror and I'm like, nope, this ain't gonna work. I know before I leave the house.
I get to moving around and be like, yep, this ain't right.
No. My wife talks about me all the time because it'd be taking me like two or three times. I'd be having to have some wardrobe changes.
If it don't look right, you don't feel good, and you ain't gonna want to go out.
Right.
That's sure. I be having stuff in my mind like how it's supposed to look. Then you put it on like, nope, this ain't it.
Yep. I did that with the award show fit. I put something on and I was like, yep, this ain't gonna work. I look like a fool.
I bought 3 outfits for this goddamn award show. Until I finally got it right. And I finally got it right with the most simplest outfit I could get. I was like, I should have done this from the start. I'm trying to do something extra. And I said, I should have done this. I don't know what I was thinking.
Boy, that's how I felt when I looked at that outfit that I had put together. I was like, I don't know why I did this. I need to go back to what my original plan was, because this ain't it.
So yeah, I had like leopard pants and cheetah stripes this, and I'm like, nope. I'm about to be out here like I'm in the jungle somewhere.
1,000 degrees outside and you in leopard pants, jungle-licious.
It's
trying to be
hot. Jungle-licious. It's hot. Like, you send this stuff back. I don't want this. I got, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man. I guess some of the Beehive is split on the Beyonce album. You know, people not feeling it because it's a pop album, but I heard a few tracks the other day in the car. My wife was listening to it. I didn't think it was the worst. You could tell that she worked on it more than Drake did. No, Drake wrote her coattails. She's been working on this for a minute.
He probably
knew his shit was some mid, and that's why he hurried up and threw it out there. Like, ooh.
He had to be there to it.
Mm-hmm. Because you can actually tell that she worked on hers, but Then again, I'm listening to production. I'm not really listening to the lyrics at the time. So maybe, I don't know. The production is definitely better than Drake's, though.
Yeah. That's true. It's a lot of touching and loving on that album too. A lot of getting in the body parts. I said, "Ooh, we Beyonce, you had people write that for you, Jay-Z? What Jay-Z doing? Jay-Z don't."
I think the dream was writing some of them songs.
Boy, the dream was still out here making money.
Hey man, the dream was making money before he started singing.
Right,
because he just went back to his old job. Basically, he's like, "All right, I think the production and singing thing is over with. I think that era is over."
Oh man,
go back to what I do best.
No,
I love the dream. I lost my virginity again to listening to Dream.
You lost it again?
Again, yep, yeah, I lost my virginity again. Yeah,
okay, I just want to make sure.
I lost it. And then I caught it back like Pokemon Go. I felt real good about myself. And then, you know, I went into some dorm room at Baker University and I, you know, this all this all she wrote. Then I lost it again. I've never found it since. Yeah. Okay, I think I put that one. There you go.
I'm so confused, but I think I understand all the same
thank
time.
You. Like, I mean, like, who I'm telling you, falsetto. Is that the song? That's when I know I lost it again. So, okay.
That was a good song.
Hey, Dream has hits. I'll give him that.
Yeah, especially that first album. That first album was fire.
He only had like two albums, didn't he?
Yeah, like three.
Three.
You know, by the time somebody fall off, though, people forget how many albums they got because they don't count like they last ones.
Hey, because I was listening to, I remember music, the other music, Soul Child.
Absolutely.
Hey, I forgot. Hey, that man had like four, five, six albums. I said, I don't remember that. I said, ain't no way he had this many albums. I said, I remember at three. Yeah, you're right. At three, I don't know.
Yeah, because you quit paying attention. You're like, no. Like, I ain't listening to no John Legend album no more.
Yeah, we are ordinary people. Only thing I know.
Shoot. What? Green Light. Oh, with Three Stacks? Green Light. Okay. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you right. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready. You right.
And then when he got the Blame Game, he was on Kanye's album with the Blame Game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I said, I still yell that song out loud. I don't sing it. I just yell it out loud.
That was my last like Kanye album that I actually sat there and was like, this is dope right here. Dark Twisted Fantasy. Isn't that what that was on?
Yep. One of the best albums ever. I compare it to Thriller. It is up there.
Wow.
That album, spectacular.
So you like that one better than Dropout or Late Registration?
It's his best album. It is his best album ever. Yes. I would do Twisted Dark Fantasy and then College Dropout. That album, everything about it, from the music to the choreography to you can watch it on YouTube and see how he did his thing. It that album's special. Yeah,
you know, you can watch it on
Dark
YouTube.
Fantasy. Right. Yes. You could watch, yes, it's beautiful. from the you know, when we used to buy CDs, I think CDs are coming back. But I think like
I haven't heard that one, but
I think CDs are I'm just listening to different podcasts and stuff like that. I think like CDs are making a way, but just from that like CD, that album cover, the different covers of it, I mean, that beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is one of the best albums in American history.
Ever?
Flat out. Ever.
I mean,
American music history.
A very good album. It is a very good album. Thinking about it.
Yes.
I'm going to go back and listen to that tonight.
I'm telling you, it make me want to do full mask like Kanye does, just listen to that album, you know, like the Riddler. Yes.
I feel like that mask Kanye is not really Kanye. I'm telling you, that is not really Kanye. That is somebody else.
Not Ye.
Yeah, that's not Ye at all. Don't know who he is, but
It's not yet.
The artist formerly known.
Right.
Right. Right.
Is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, man. I know Kanye was on the phone quick when Kim K and Pete Davidson, they just broke up. So I know he was on the horn quick.
Oh,
I heard it's a split. I be hearing things. I don't know, but I heard. So.
Yeah. Right, you woke up a lot of people. Sure, I'm about to be in that DM. Like, yo.
Uh-oh.
You know, I know you got that bag. I'm trying to get on and get a bag. And I hop on there. That's all. You know, I'm thinking about the bag.
You knew Kim wasn't gonna be with Pete Davidson though right. for forever. You know, that wasn't gonna last for forever. He was a rebound dude.
Right. Like, how did they even start it? Like, that's what I'm confused about.
I think Saturday Night Live. I think.
Oh.
No. I take that back. They were dating before that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, shoot, he had a better Pete Davidson had a better journey than me, so let me not hate on him. You know,
hey, I'm not hating. I just didn't think it was gonna last. He was a rebound.
Yeah. Better journey. Chris Humphries for two. I forgot him.
Jesus, that's who she cheated on. She cheated on him to get with Kanye, right? Isn't that what happened?
I think that's when that verse happened. Yeah.
Boy, what a trash person.
Yep.
Jesus.
Who? Kanye or I mean not Kanye? Kim or what's his name again? I forgot already.
Chris Humphries. I wouldn't call Chris Humphries trash. He wasn't that great of a ball player, but I mean, I guess you have to be great in order to be in the NBA. So let me not hate there.
I was trying to tell somebody that the other day. I'm like, 12th man on the bench will come cook anybody in an open gym.
Oh yeah.
Because it was some summer league, I guess the one they have in Seattle, some dude from Toronto, I don't even know who he had like 70. It was like he didn't even play. Like he wasn't even playing in Toronto. I was like, he's in the NBA. There's a reason he's in the NBA. Like that's why. Like,
people be thinking that the worst guy on the NBA team is like your Planet Fitness runs. It's like no.
He's not
Planet Fitness. 24-hour Fitness, whatever. Someplace with a gym.
Like they don't understand. Like do you understand? You are at work 8 hours a day. He's in the gym. 8 to 10 hours of the day. You going to have fun for a couple hours. He's going to come. He's coming in here to make a statement. He's been working out. Like, this is his living. Like, that same basketball player can't come to your job and do your job, right? So why you think you can go to his job and think he ain't going? What? You got to be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you see Ben Simmons shooting jump shots in these open runs, but he don't do it in the NBA. It's because he feel more comfortable clanking shots off. where ain't nobody watching him, then he does in the NBA. Like, yeah, bro, these cats are the 12th man will cook you. Absolutely, people just crazy. The best of the best.
Yeah, and it's also funny. Like, people think the guys can't play defense just because they're not all defensive team. It's like, well, they still can play better defense than what you think.
Right.
Just because, I mean, I don't think people equate the level of talent that we're talking about here. Like, yeah, you can look bad against another elite talent guy, but against the average person, you're going to be all world. It doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, no, you can't go. And it's just like in the NBA, there's floor spacing. There's thing, you know, like it's longer out there. So you're on this island, like you're a cornerback constantly. Out here on this island. And so that's like us trying to guard Randy Boss. Like, what are you doing? Like, even good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Burnt.
Like, good luck with even, you know, like you're a cornerback guarding, you're a mediocre to bad cornerback guarding this okay to good receiver. Like, what do you think's gonna happen? It's the same thing on the court. Like, what do you think about that happening? Stop it.
Yeah, get ready to get cooked. Be ready to be barbecue chicken. Whatever. It's over.
Exactly.
Since we're talking about basketball, Blaze, you thinking your team is going to be doing some big things this year over there at Turner?
No.
No. Jeez.
No. No. I love the direction that we're going. With the youth we have great freshmen. We have a good sophomore class, but they're young. And so we added three teams into our conference. And one of the teams just won 5A, the state championship, Seaman in Topeka. Mm. And so we add them to our conference. And they've got, speaking of a killer, they have a killer that he went for 30 in the championship game. And he was a junior. So I can't wait to see him play. And so I came, you know, he probably will saute us, you know, home and home. And, you know, I'm not that one that gives us like, you know, I don't know, the one like, yeah, I think we stand a chance. Like, come on, like, wait your turn. I'm big on waiting your turn, getting a culture established. But no, I mean, like, we go to Piper, we go to
Shawnee Heights. When 5A, like 2 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, when they had that creature, I forgot my man's name. He's in Indiana. My man's in Indiana right now, playing at Indiana University. Bates, like something Bates, his last name. You know, we got them. I mean, like DeSoto's good. I mean, you know, we wait your turn. We got a great young core, and we're gonna get that established. But no, I mean, no, Yeah, I think we play 20 games. If we win 5 games, I will be happy. So, there you go. You heard it here first on the what the, and that's just me. And so, if my students are hearing that, you know, prove me wrong.
But there you go. Hey,
prove me wrong.
Go cook Blaze. He ain't gonna try to practice with y'all. Get cooking.
Just saying, man.
I believe in you. I believe in the kids. I'm coming up there and I'm in there motivational speaking. I'm getting them right.
Right. Nah. I ain't good on false hope. I ain't a false prophet. You know, you know what's going on. So yeah, shout out to Turner Bears Basketball absolutely. I'm gonna be on that ride with them. So but come on, I'm not gonna be, because I get my expectations up. You
I was
know,
gonna
that's
say,
like,
keeping,
that's like me trying to hit the Powerball.
Golly.
Having a smoke dog
spell here.
Put it down.
But anyway, having your bar set low like that, I would say, would easily help you exceed those expectations. So
yeah. You know. I mean, like a couple years ago, we had the best. I was assistant coach for one of the best 2A team in the state before COVID hit. And you couldn't tell me that because I went to practice with them. I grinded with them. I saw their faults. And so it took us to winning the sub-state championship game to know like, oh, we're like really bleeping good. And so that was, we were already like 18 and we were already like 17-3. And so you gotta see it unravel and you gotta see the expectations. But no, that's not, you know, but can we have a full season where we have a varsity and JV team? You know, can we get that? Can we start off with that? So that's always my thought process when you're rebuilding the program is, hey, can we get these small milestones together? Like, and so these other teams coming into our conference, you know. We'll see. So November.
Mm-hmm. November. Oh, sure. I got to come to a game. I got to be there. Hey, let me come to a practice. I'll tell you. I got you.
You got some money. Hey, man. You got some. Biden said gas prices going down. So you get enough gas and you to get gas in them to get them going.
I get them going. Yeah, and now I'm going to tell you, they ain't going to put no defense, but there's going to be a lot of shots going up. I know that much.
Okay.
We just hope that they go in.
Just hope they go in. Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, we got Baser. That's the top dog in our conference. Baser Linwood, man. Them white boys ain't no joke, man. Them white boys, right. Them ain't the Sumner Academy year, baby.
I was going to say, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Back when we were in school, all these teams you talking about weren't that good.
Right. Well, they were just building up that high school, their high schools. And so we used to come in, you know, we used to come in and do work. And so, I mean, like, you know, we dealing with, you know, like Baser Linwood. I saw the triple jump, 5A triple jump champion catch a hoop. Catch a hoop in the game. Like, white Jesus. Boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's levels of this. And what you see is what you get. And so I'm not a fool with that. So, yeah. we'll see it though. Shit. Yeah.
Fellas, y'all got anything else? Well, we got anything else we want to discuss during the What the episode here?
I ain't got nothing on top of my head.
Keep it short and sweet here. I think when y'all listening to this, we will be the podcast award recipients for best podcast this year. I'm gonna speak that into existence.
There we go.
Whenever y'all hear, you know that's me the whole time. Yeah, the show. You don't hear somebody making that, it's gonna be me. Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully we go ahead and take home that award. But yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and close this out. So just tell everybody where they can find us and everything like that. Blaze, we'll start with you. Where can they find you in Kick City?
They can find me on my personal page on IG, LuckyLefty31. And they can also find us on Twitter @City_Kick. And yeah, definitely happy about this weekend. What we about to do, Kansas City stand up. So we're gonna get into that, and we will see y'all there. We will also have a post award show talk on here as well. And so I'm very excited about that or not. Win or win. I'll just say that. I'll speak that to existence. So win or win, we will have a post conference or post talk about this for you guys, and appreciate that. And it's another week down, fellas. Consistent with it. So that is it.
All right. You know me. Tell a friend to tell another friend to make sure that friend tells a friend to make sure that you like, you know, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Kick_City913 on IG. It is free to share. I don't know how many times I gotta tell y'all that, because I need y'all to do that. It's free to share. It is free to tag us in the post. We will repost it. You know, we all about that. We still got merch. You can follow me on my personal page at AJJ_Almighty. And you know, hey, let's keep grinding. Let's stay focused. Let's keep going.
Yes, sir. And close it out. Y'all can find me at Kick_City913 on IG. You can find me at MB The Remix on IG. DAMB2 Experience on Twitter. And of course, Kick City Podcast on Facebook and Mark Voice on Facebook. But yeah. We will be hitting you guys with a post show. It won't be a very long post show like talk, but we will give y'all a little recap of the show soon after this episode. So maybe at the start of the next episode, maybe its own separate chapter. We'll see how this goes. But yeah, until then, we'll see y'all next week.
Kick City.